RadioMD.com. It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good morning and welcome back to me. I've been gone on a nice vacation, so I come back and there's so much health news that we haven't covered in the last week that I was gone. So we're going to jump right in with some top of the hour news stories. And this one's pretty cool. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first prescription drug made through 3D printing. It's a dissolvable tablet that treats seizures. Aprecia Pharmaceuticals. See, I've been on vacation, so talking is not that easy, but Spiritam for adults and children who suffer from certain types of seizures from epilepsy. All I can say about this story is wow and cool. This is a 3D printing future. That's where it's all going. And if you ever watched Grey's Anatomy or any of those shows when they were using the 3D printer, you thought, you know, that sounds kind of Doctor Who-ish. It sounds like something that's not going to really come to the future. It's not going to really work. And really, how does it even produce something that you can actually use? Isn't it still just a piece of plastic that's... Remember the old molds that you could get at the museums of the little dinosaurs and things? That was sort of 3D printing. And then you'd take that thing and then you'd have this little thing of an animal or whatever it was. This is sort of the same thing, but this is a pill that dissolves when you put it in liquid. And I just think that it's absolutely amazing. They've also previously, the FDA has approved medical devices like prosthetics that were made with 3D printing. So that I get a little bit more. If we need a prosthetic leg or a hand or something, that a 3D printer can make this. But it is an amazing bit of technology. So it's something that we are going to keep our eye on here at Radio MD. On to my next story. And of course, because I was on vacation, my kids had no access to the internet, which was lovely for us. Absolutely lovely. And now comes another study. Playing violent video games can affect your mental health. According to a decade-long research study, yes, this is what happens. Those who favored those types of games were found to be more aggressive and callous in real life and more at risk of committing crimes that psychologists say can directly link to violent video games. I'm saying it again. They can affect your mental health. And people who say, well, what about all those violent movies and TVs? Those are not first-person shooter games. You are not interacting with those TV shows and movies. You understand it's a movie. You're watching somebody else do these things. But in these first-person shooter games, you are actually the person gunning somebody down and blowing their head apart and watching the blood go. So I completely think that this is a very legitimate study. It's decades long. It's something that I personally have been saying for a long time, ever since my son has been playing those. Well, he doesn't play anymore because parents, and get this, he's in gymnastics now. So he does not play those video games anymore. He stopped and he is less aggressive. He's less combative. He doesn't fight with his sister so much. Well, sometimes, but not so much. So playing violent video games can affect the mental health of the adult men and boys who play these things. And I'm not mentioning girls because there ain't that many of us that want to play these disgusting games. So parents, look at how your kids react when they play these games. See if after they're done and you say it's time to turn it off, if they don't get pissed off and a little bit more violent and a little bit more sulky. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I've seen it happen in so many of my friends' lives and my own. So this study confirms what we have always known. And that's what we're doing here, top of the hour, talking about these news stories and how they apply to you. So send me your suggestions if you've got any, Melanie at RadioMD.com. Great show coming up. Stay tuned.